Now, friends, in the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, we have several things that are brand new, and we're coming to that section of Luke where there are many things that only Luke gives us concerning the earthly ministry of our Lord. And this first one is, I'm reading now verse 1 of Luke 13. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Are those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them? Think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Now this is a remarkable statement our Lord has made, and it has in it several very fine lessons for us today. I think the first one is that we ought to always recognize that when some family or some person, especially a Christian, has trouble beyond the average, and many do, and especially is that true today, it's not to be interpreted that they are greater sinners than other people and that what's come upon them is not because of their sin. But also, there is another side of the coin, and that happens to be this. And will you hear this very carefully? May I say to you, because you are a Christian, you have no inoculation that you won't have trouble. That's a viewpoint a great many get today, that a Christian is one's going to miss all of the trouble down here. My friend, you'll miss the great tribulation, but the way I like to put it, you won't miss the little tribulation. You're going to have a little of it right down here. And it's no guarantee. God doesn't apologize for a trouble that comes to you. And then there's something else here. When you see trouble coming to someone else and not to you, don't get the idea that probably you're superior to that individual. But the lesson for you is that maybe God has permitted you to see this trouble in order that it might bring you to God. I know, for instance, these are normal, natural things. My wife and I were driving across the country. We were going back to Texas, and we were in a hurry. That was home to us in those days, and we really were moving on the highway. I was driving at a pretty rapid speed, by the way. And we came to where there were quite a few cars, and there was an accident there. And we saw a man lying in the highway, bleeding profusely. And, you know, it had an effect on us. You know what it did? We slowed down. God permits you sometimes to see things, friends, in order not for you and me to get any idea that we're superior, but it has a lesson for it. So it may be that that brother of yours or that friend of yours that's having trouble, God's trying to tell you something through that. I'm not trying to say to you what it is, but he may be trying to tell you something. Now we have this parable of the barren fig tree, which I relate to the nation Israel, that he came and found no fruit on the tree, and he immediately pronounced a curse upon it. Well, there's a great deal of disagreement about this fig tree today, but there's no disagreement that God didn't judge the nation Israel. And you know, isn't it interesting that they can't live in that land today in peace and reject God? You know what? That ought to be a lesson to somebody today. It's not Russia that's giving them trouble. And it's not the Arabs that's giving them trouble. You know who's giving them trouble? I don't mind saying it. I think it's God. God says that there's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. They're his chosen people. He's going to bring them back to that land someday in belief, in faith. And they're back there today in unbelief. And they're just not having peace. And I think that's evidence of the hand of God in the affairs of this world.